Erev Shabbos Parshas Bishalach Tov Shin Samach Zayin. This morning we're going to explore a point in the parsha which I can guarantee gets overlooked every time we learn Parshas Bishalach. Something that we don't pause to think about. And even though it's something that runs throughout the whole parsha, it can be overlooked, and certain parts of it, which are very important to the parsha and to the whole episode of Bnei Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim and into Eretz Yisrael, cannot be understood if it's not reflected on in this week's parsha. In order to get that appreciation of what is going on in this week's parsha, we have to learn to another parsha, and that is Parshas Maaseh. Sefer Bamidbar, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, we have Parshas Maaseh. Parshas Maaseh is recording and repeating all of the journeys that Bnei Yisrael took from when they left Mitzrayim until Eretz Yisrael. In total, 42 Masais, 42 times which they traveled and they camped, and they traveled and they camped. Vayisu, Vayachnu, Vayisa, Vayachnu. That's what it tells us in Parshas Maaseh. Out of the 42, 10 of them are from Parshas Bishalach. Just 25% of all the travelings which are repeated in Parshas Maaseh, okay, about 10 of them, maybe even 11 according to some of our Shem, come from Parshas Bishalach. And we look at Parshas Bishalach, what does that have to do with traveling? Parshas Bishalach is Kriyas Yamsuf, they went out of Mitzrayim, but what are the 10 different travels? Do we see Vayisu, Vayachnu, and Parshas Bishalach? You go to Parshas Maaseh, right at the beginning, Eilam Maaseh Bnei Yisrael. These are the journeys of Bnei Yisrael. Ashiyotzim Eretz Mitzrayim, when they went out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And Vayuchtei Moshe Mitzrayim Maaseh. My Moshe Rabbeinu recorded this. He wrote it down for posterity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be recorded here. This is where they traveled. This is where they camped. Pasuk Gimel. Vayisu Mei Ramses B'Chodesh Harishon B'Chamisha Asiyim L'Chodesh Harishon. They went out on Pesach, or the day after Pesach, and that's Mei Ramses. That actually comes from Parshas Bo. If you remember, Vayisu Mei Ramses was in Parshas Bo. Pasuk Dalet Mitzrayim B'Karbim Eis Asher Hika Hashem Lehem Kol B'Chor. Right, we know that happened last week's Parsha, the Makas B'Choris, the slaying of the firstborn, and they were all busy, as Rashi tells us here, that was the Nais. They were all busy with every family had someone who had died, and meanwhile, Bnei Yisrael was making their exit. Now, look at Pasuk Hei. Starting Pasuk Hei, it seems to be very simple. As a matter of fact, the Balkari in Parshas Maaseh does it with a special tune. Sort of he quickens up the pace of his laning, and instead of stopping each pasuk, he just flows right into the next pasuk. Why? Because it's Vayisu Vayachnu. They travel, they camp. Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Miramses Vayachnu Besukais, Vayisu Mesukais Vayachnu Be'esam, Vayisu Me'esam, Vayoshev Al Piachiris. Again, that's from this in the beginning of this week's parsha. They came to Chiris Asher Al Pnei Baal Tzifoin. They came in front of Baal Tzifoin, Rizuli Baal Pa'or, Rashi tells us in Parshas Bishalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to make an about face. And they're in the middle of exiting, they're going out and towards the Yamsuf, towards the sea. Hashem says, turn around, I want you to go towards Mitzrayim, towards the chasing Egyptians. And that's when they listened and they went and they camped at Piachiris, which Rashi says in our parsha is Pisaim, the city that they had left, the city they had worked so hard for over 200 years. Hashem said, I want you to camp over there. Vayisu bnei Achiris, they went out from Chiris, and Pasuk Chesna, Vayelchu derech Shlosh Yom Bamidbar, and Vayachnu b'Mara. They came to Mara, which is in our parasha already. Vayisu b'Mara, Vayavoy Elima, they came to Elim, uve'Elim, and in Elim, with their shtei mesri enos mayim, 12 streams of water, v'shivim tamarim, and 70 date palm trees, Vayachnu sham, and they camped over there. Vayisu me'Elim, Vayachnu al Yamsuf, Vayisu me'Azachnu b'Mesin, Vayisu me'Asin, Vayachnu b'Davka. What happened in Midbar Sin, anybody know? Anything famous? The Torah was given over there. Okay, good. Har Sinai was in Midbar Sin. Fine. Anything happened famous at Yamsuf? Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah, good. Don't be bashful. Kriyas Yamsuf. That was something famous. Yet the Torah didn't feel that it was necessary to point out what happened at Yamsuf. This is like a fleeting moment. They just passed a fleeting moment. This was the great Kriyas Yamsuf. And Midbar Sin was Maimon Har Sinai. That was the revelation, which was the first time and the last time in the history of the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself like that. But no mention of it in the Parsha. You go through the rest of the Psukim, all 42 accounts. Very quickly through the whole thing. But again, 10 of them are come from our Parsha, and we're going to point out two of them, which here in Parsha's Masay, the Torah makes sort of special mention of what took place, or what happened, or what was there when they got there. One is in the Pasuk we just read, in Pasuk Yud in Parsha's Masay, Pasuk Tes rather. Vayusumi Mara. They traveled away from Mara. Vayavo Elima, they came to a place called Elim. Uva Elim, and the Torah says, by the way, in Elim there were 12 streams of water and 70 date palms. Beautiful. What does the Torah want us to know? Like what the aesthetics of the place, also was very balmy weather. Like what did the Torah want from the camping at Elim that it felt necessary? Ooh, you have to know what was going over there. When it doesn't feel it's important to mention Kriyas Yamsuf or Maimon Har Sinai. And you continue along here. There's another place that's mentioned what happened, and that was in Hor HaHor, which Aaron HaKohen died. And it says exactly when that happened, which is that this is the first time in the Torah where it actually tells us when that took place. So you could say, well, they never told us before, so they decided to feel it's necessary to tell us when Aaron HaKohen died and when it was in Chodesh Av. Another place which the Torah points out here in Parshas Maaseh is in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Gimel is another Vayisu Vayachnu. Vayisu Midavka Vayachna Ba'olush, which actually this we don't even have in our Parsha. It happened during the time of our Parsha. We don't have that. Fine. Vayisu Me'olush. They went away from Olush. Vayachnu Berefidim. When was Refidim? The last episode in our Parsha. That's when Amalek came. What happened to Refidim? The Torah says, I'll tell you what happened to Refidim. They didn't have water to drink. So here again. So there's maybe two or three of the 42 stops that they made, which the Torah goes out of its way to tell us what happened there. And these two, which are in Elim, that there were 12 streams of water and the 70 Tamarim, and in Refidim, where the Torah says there was no water, which both come from our Parsha, and here the Torah felt it necessary to add some words and tell us exactly what happened. So this certainly demands an explanation to understand what took place over there, and then we'll get a better understanding of our Parsha over here. So if we go back to our Parsha, in Parsha of the Shalach, this is after Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, after Kriyas Yamsuf, we're in the end of Perek Tezvav. Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Zayim. And it's almost identical to the parasha the Pasuk we read in Parashas Maaseh. Vayavoyu Elima, and they came to Elim. Visham, and over there, Shteim Esrei Enos Mayim, there were 12 streams of water. Vishivim Tamarim, and 70 date palms. Vayachin Hushom Alamayim, and they camped over there. That's what it says in our parasha. Now, before we say the Ramban on this pasuk, we'll just point out back in Parshas Maaseh for a moment. We'll point out something that the Baal HaTurim says. If you noticed while reading all the psukim Parshas Maaseh, it's Vayisu Vayachnu, Vayisu Vayachnu. Right? They traveled and they camped. They traveled and they camped in a special tune. certain psukim, the Baal Kerei can't read in that special tune. Why? Because they're too long. It's not just the Vayisa Vayachinu. Some of them are the ones that we pointed out because there's extra information given. But if the Baal HaTurim points out that in that pasuk of Elim, it says every time they traveled and then they camped, it says Vayisu Vayachinu. They traveled and they camped. Except by Elim. By Elim it says Vayisu Mimara, they went away from Mara. They traveled from Mara, Vayavoyu Elima. And they came to Elim. Didn't say they camped there. They came to Elim. And then they found the water and Vayachinu Sham. Says the Baal HaTurim, it doesn't say Vayachinu Be'elim, and Lamish Lahei Daitim Lachinu Sham. They actually did not intend to stay over there and camp over there. Achenas Lahem Neis, Sheyotsu Shteim Esrei Nesmayim, Ve'ozchanu Sham. When they came there, and they were going to just go by. They weren't going to stop in Elim. But then they saw a Neis occurred, 12 streams of water came out of nowhere, and they said, oh, this is a place that we should stop. Hashem wants us to camp here. And Vayachinu Sham. What's the 12 streams of water? And what are the 70 date palms? And why isn't it 70 other trees? Maybe 70 Esregim trees. That would have been nice. Why 70 date palm trees? So Rashi gives us a little bit of a hint to what's going on over here. And Rashi in Parashas B'Shalach, again, is this in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Shteim Esrei Eino Yismayim, says Rashi, is connected Yud Beis Shvatim, corresponding to the 12 Shvatim. Nice. Nizdam Lo Lem, that it came to them, like we just saw in the Baal HaTurim, an ace happened that it just occurred. And V'Shivim Tavarim, connected the Shivim Zekanim, the 70 elders of Klal Yisrael. Well, the Ramban, for one, is not satisfied with Rashi's explanation. Which is not such a chiddush. There were 12 streams of water, v'shivim tamarim. Says the Ramban, einenu davar gadol b'matzi b'makim shivim tamarim. That's not so outstanding that you'll find in one area. He says you can find, you find so many date palms. He says you can find in some areas like thousands of palm trees. Thousands of palm trees with streams running a nice oasis. That's not such a chiddush that the Torah should point out. Wow, they came to this place and there were so many palm trees. And that's not such a outlandish find that the Torah should have to point that out. Well, he's Sabra Kosov said. That's not what the Torah is trying to tell us. So he brings a prat from the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra says that where were they coming from before this? What was the stop before Elim? Where did they travel away to get to Elim? Mara. What was in Mara? Why is it called Mara? Because there were bitter waters. They couldn't drink the water over there. Till Moshe Rabbeinu did a whole nace. He threw in a stick of a bitter stick, and it sweetened the water. So Eben Ezra points out that they had come from Mara. They came from a place where the water was really undrinkable. And now they came to a place called Elim. There were 12 streams of water, and there were date palms, and they were able to stay there and enjoy the sweet waters. That's what he explains what the Torah is saying. Says the Ramban, no, I can't agree with that pshat. Why? Because in Parshas Eile Maaseh, in Maaseh we just read, he says, Leisiper Dava Mimara. They didn't say anything about the May Mara. They didn't say anything about that there were bitter waters over there and then they came to Elim. Yet it still says what happened in Elim. It says, Vayusu Mimara. No mention of what happened in Mara. V'vayaveo Elima v'shteim v'sham v'shteim 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 v'shteim. Even though we said really in Rafidim also, it seems to point that out. So in Elim, the Torah felt it necessary to point out that, by the way, there were 12 streams and 70 tomorrow. And in Rafidim, there was no water to drink. So the Ramban here is pointing out why. Why in Parshas Maaseh, going through these travels, here we understand this is when it happened. In Parshas B'Shalach, it happened. So you want to say what happened over there, but why it's repeated over there? And if we can understand why it was repeated over there, we can understand the significance of these 12 streams of water and the 70 date palms. So the Ramban quotes Rashi. Rashi says it's corresponding to the Shvatim and the Zekanim. Lo yodati mahu aziman hazeh. So he says, I saw in Chazal, Rabbi Leza Medei says, "Miyem Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu Eselamay." From when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bara Sham Shteim Esrei Mabu and Kineged Yud Beis Shivtei Yisrael. He had in that place of Elim, He made 12 streams of running water. Keneged the Yud Beis Shvatim, Shivtei Yisrael. And the 70 Tekolim, Keneged the Shivim Zekeinim. Why is he saying any more than Rashi? It's not clear. V'siprakosiv kichonu aleim kol shevet al mabuay. And as what the Torah wants to say, it's not just that there were 12 of them, but then when they came to Elam, they understood, or according to the Baal HaTurim, obviously it was a nace that had just occurred over there. He's saying that it was created already from Sheish Yisimei Bereishis, Hashem had it set up over there. But when they came to Elam, they saw right away there are 12 different paths, 12 different streams, and they said, oh, we're all going to camp there. Each Shevet camped by a different stream. And as well, there were 70 date palms, what was corresponding to the 70s of Canaan, and each one sat under the shade of that tree. Shvach okel aleim shechlem, and it was to the Ramban is saying, the Torah is pointing out what we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he had set this up already from Sheshes Mei Bereishis, from creation. He set this up that when they come there, 1,000 years later, they're going to have this and all prepared for the Zakenim and all prepared for the Shvatim to be able to camp over there. And then he says, if you look in the Medrash of Rabbi Chuna ben Akona, you'll find the Pirish Nifla. And he doesn't say what it is. So, there's a lot of information here, but it'll hopefully come together. So Rabbeinu Bachya does say what this Pirish Nifla is. In the Sefer HaBoyer here, he does quote it. But first, Rabbeinu Bachya says, "Al derech hapshat." Why does it say what happened at Elim? Why does it say "Vayavoyu Elima"? They came to Elim, and there were 12 streams and 70 tamarim. Ma sheherech lesaper kein. Why the Torah felt it necessary to give a lengthy explanation here of what happened there? First, he says the Eben Ezra's pshat that it was the antithesis to what happened in Mara. In Mara there was bitter waters, and here there was sweet waters. Okay? Because tamarim, date palms, can't survive if there's going to be dirty water or spoiled water. It won't be able to survive. You won't be able to grow and thrive. So it's telling us the difference. The contrast between Mara and Elim was that before it was terrible situation, you couldn't drink the water. And now they came to Elim, and there were streams of water, there were date palms to show that the water was fresh and sweet, and they were able to drink the water. And that's what he says. That's Al Derech HaPshat. Al Derech HaMedrish is Shtei Mesri Eino Yismayim V'Shivim Tamarim. He brings the Medrish that the Ramban quoted, Rabbi Elazar HaMaidah. He says that from Sheishim Eberes HaKadosh Baruch Hu already set this up. And he says, what's the pshat in this medrash? Bir ha-medrash hazet. What the medrash here is trying to say that when Hashem set this up is as follows. Ki me'eish shenosu Yisrael mi-yamsuf. They already went through Yamsuf. They already went through Kriyas Yamsuf. And from the time they went through Yamsuf, and on this entire journey to Eretz Yisrael, which we know is over 40 different stops and travels and stops, Leibo lemakim toiv. They never came to such a good place. Achiyu kan be'elim. Elim was sort of the best stop, the best place that they had camped in from all the places since Kriyas Yamsuf. Ukishem shenasa lehem neis al hayam b'mesikos meimav. Just like in the Yamsuf, when the water split and they sap, and they were also able to drink the water going through the Yamsuf, they were able to drink the water. It was sweet. And we know the Medrash tells us that there were 12 separate paths for the 12 different tribes to go through in Yamsuf. It wasn't that it just split into two walls of water flowing up. No, it split into 12 different sections. And each tribe went through their section. And it says they're able to see through. You know, they have to take a cup and drink some water on the way in, and while they're going through. And 12 different paths with 12 walls of water in between all of them. Says the Rabbeinu Bachya, the same thing happened in Elim. When they got to Elim, not just there were 12 streams, but there were 12 separate streams, and a nais occurred that each shevet was able to have his stream and able to drink the water. It became sweetened the waters. And precisely the amount of streams needed for the amount of shvatim. And there were 70 dekolim, he says, that was to give cover to each shevet. and each of the zakenim. So Rabbeinu Bachya says this is, he goes even further. He says this Elam is not a simple place. He says al derech ha-kabbalah. Al derech ha-kabbalah. What is the name of the place? Elam. So how do you say when someone comes to Elam? Vayavoyu le'elam. They came to Elam, right? There's another way of writing to someplace. Rashi tells us in many places in the Torah that when you want to, instead of a lamed at the beginning of the word, you can put a hey at the end of the word. Like it says, Vayavoyu, Vayavoy Chorona, instead of it came lichoron, to choron, it came chorona. So why here did they switch it? Because what are the letters of a lima spell? A lima. Instead of la'elim, because elim also spells elokim. Vayavayu elima, because nichnasu ba'isa hasag andrukas elokim. When they came there, they were also masig tremendous things that the malachim are masig, and this also happened in elim. Just the point that elim was not a simple place. They understood here that this is where they should camp, even though Baal HaTurim says they weren't planning on camping over there. But now they saw Nesakur that 12 streams of water came out, and these Dekalim, these Tamarim, they said, we have to stop over here. But what Rabbeinu Bachya is saying, they understood that this is a continuation of Yamsuf. He says it didn't occur anywhere else except in Yamsuf, and over here at Elim. So what's the idea over here? There's a medrash in Parshas Vayechi. And Yaakov Avinu was on his deathbed. He calls all of his children together. He kovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. Gather together, my sons, he says. V'shimu b'nei Yaakov, and hear me out. Says the medrash, b'shosha Yaakov Avinu niftah b'nei Olam. It's in Parshas Tzadiches, Ois Gimel. B'shosha Yaakov Avinu niftah min ha'olam. When Yaakov Avinu was taking leave of this world, Kara l'shtei Moser Banav, he called all of his 12 sons together. Omar Lemon, he says, Shimu, listen to me. El Yisrael Shabbat Shemayim Avichem. Hashem in Shemayim is your father. Okay. Shema yesh belvavchem achloikis al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe there's one of you that disagree with Hashem, or that are taking issue with anything Hashem does. That's what he's telling his children over here. Maybe there's someone who has a machloikis. You're saying someone here maybe is an apikiris? Is that what he's saying? Someone who's a kofir by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he's saying at the end of his life. This is what he's telling them, that maybe someone who is his, doesn't believe in Hashem, and no, Hashem is your father in heaven. This is what he's telling his Shvatim. So Rav Schlesinger said, in the name of his Rebbe, the Pshat in this Medrash is as follows. When it says, maybe you have machlokes with Hashem, is if Hashem is the king, and Hashem is Avichem Shabashamayim, if Hashem is our Av, then if two sons have a machlokes with each other, that automatically divides the father. If two sons certainly disagree with one another, and they have a machlokes, and they go their separate ways, what they're doing is he's taking and says, oh well, I'm taking my God and going this way, I'm taking my God and going that way. Essentially, you're splitting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yesh, maybe there is some separation between you or amongst you. Maybe there's a machlokes within the Bnei Yisrael, within the Shvatim. And when that happens, what you're doing is essentially you're splitting HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's your machlokes with Hashem. When there's a machlokes in Bnei Yisrael, so everyone says, well, I'm doing the right thing and I have Hashem on my side. And the other one is saying that also. And essentially, you're splitting Hashem. Till the Shvatim said, Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Avinu, kishem shem belibcha machlekes al kadosh baruch hu kach ein belibeinu machlekes. No, we're all together. We're all one. We all understand, even though we have a different paths, but nonetheless, we all have one Avinu shabashamayim. That's what they said. Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. The key to the geula was displayed at Yamsuf, that they went in 12 separate paths in the Yamsuf, but all were Avinu shabashamayim. That all focused on one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was no machlekes between them. Each one understood we have our path, but yet we could all see the other one through the waters, and there's no machlekes. And when they came to Elam over here, the same thing occurred. When they came to Elam, the same thing occurred, that 12 streams appeared, and each Shevet went to his stream, and each one camped separately, but understanding that we could be separate. Each Sheva could be separate by his water and gain from the water and the Torah of that was represented through the water, and yet there could be no machlokes amongst Klal Yisrael. We could all still be one Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. And that was the key to the Geula. That's what Yaakov Avinu said over there. He comes to Vishumu, he says, I'm going to tell you, I want to be Megala the Kates, the Geula. The Geula will be when it's Yikovtsu, when it's Hayosfu, when you gather together. Shema this Machlekes between them, and they said, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we all have one Hashem, just like Belibcha Ein Machlekes, Kach Ein Belibeinu Machlekes. We have no Machlekes. Yaakov Avinu says, if there's no Machlekes, if there won't be Machlekes, then there will be Geula. The Gemara in Megillah says, we have to hurry up. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yadalit says that there were seven women who were prophetesses for Klal Yisrael. One of those women were Devaira. As we read in the Haftarah of this week, Udvaira Eshish Nevia, Eshish Lapides, He Shaft Eshishel Beisahi. Long Haftarah talking about Devaira and the Shira of Devaira. So the Gemara wants to bring proofs to each one of those seven women. How do we know that indeed they were worthy of Nevuah, becoming a prophetess? So the Pasuk brought from the Haftarah here, the Pasuk brought in the Megillah, is V'hi Yosheves Tachas Toimer. Tachas Toimer Devaira. She sat under a date palm. Says the Gemara, Maishna Tachas Toimer, why did Devaira have to be sitting under a date palm? That's where she judged Bnei Yisrael. She couldn't sit in a room because then it would be a yichud when a man would come in for a question. So therefore she had to sit outside in the open underneath the shade of a date palm. Davar Acher, another pshat, why a date palm? Ma tomer ze ein lo yela lev echod. Af Yisrael Shabbaisa Hadar lo yoyelem el lev echod laavim Shabbashamayim. The tomer represents one heart, La'avim Shabbat Shemayim. So when they came to Elim, not only were the 12 streams of water, which they understood, it's a continuation of Yamsuf. It's a continuation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a hint over here that we have to keep on the path of Yamsuf. How are we zeichet to the Geula and Yamsuf? We had 12 separate streams. Yeah, we had 12 separate streams, but we have the Shivim Tamarim. We have the Tamar. Why Dafka the Tamar? Because the Tamar is just like a Tamar has Lev Echad. Af Yisrael Shabbai Sadar Lev Echad Lavim Shabbat Shemayim. If you have Lev Echad Lavim Shabbat Shemayim, you Zeichet to Geula. That's what we understand when they came to Refidim. What happened? What are the Oisiyas of Refidim? Right if is one. Good. And that's certainly applicable. And in others, if you use all the letters, it's Mafrid, to separate. And when they came to Refidim, there was separation. And as they went in, they slipped down from the Madrega that they had started on, all being together, Alavim Shabbat Shemayim, and all respecting all 12 tribes, all 12 separate paths in the water that continued on Elim, Uvein Ludushtem Esri'ein Esmayim, Vishivim Tamarim, Levech Alavim Shabbat Shemayim, and then they slipped down, and then the parasha they came to Refidim, and that's when Amalek is able to attack. And how do we know that happened at Refidim? Because in Parshas Yisro we read when they went away from Vayisum Refidim, Vayavoyu to Har Sinai, and Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. Why Vayichan? Says Rashi, Tishachor belevechor. You know, in Refidim they didn't have that. In Refidim there was pirud, there was mafrid, there was roidev. There was separation over there. There was machlekes over there. And when there's machlekes, we can't be zecher to the Torah. We can't be zecher to Geula. And they came to Har Sinai. Oh, vayichan Shem Yisrael. They went back to that madrega vayichan Shem Yisrael neged Ahar. And this is the key to Geula. And this is how, this is the key to not into the Geula, it's the key to existence. As the Meshech Chochma says in a different pasuk in the Parsha. The Meshech Chochma says that we have a pasuk in Parsha Sacharemes. Hashem says, Hashem itam Masech tum oisam. Hashem says, I could even be amongst them when they are doing Averis, which can be considered tuma. They can be doing the worst Averis, as long as they're together. If they're together, Hashem says, then I can be with them. If they're separate, if Bnei Yisrael are separate, if they want to go their own ways, if they can't be without machlekes on one another, then Hashem says, Reima al Shemaim, Kaviyachal, Hashem says, I have to take my Shekhinah away. Because if there's machlekes, like the Medrash of Vayichi said, then you're splitting Hashem. So you split me, I can't be one. I could only be amongst you, I could only be Hashem and Itam to be dwelt amongst Klal Yisrael when? When there's Leivechal, Labim Shabbat Shemaim. In this parasha we read that there was the time in Elam, when they came to Elam, Lima, and that's why in Parshas Masay, when it's repeated over, it points it out. What was in Elam? In Elam it was that great Madrega that they continued from Har Sinai. It was the Madrega of all 12 tribes doing different, having different paths in terms of going through the waters over there, but yet having Shivim Tamarim, having Levechot, Levim Shabbat Shemaim. Good job.